This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
So I'm Rich McDonald. I run a business called the Natural History Center. We do nature and adventure tours in Acadia, down East Maine, and beyond. I know I love walking here on my tours at Surtamont Spring because there's such a variety of habitat and a variety of species you see. And from an ecology standpoint, I look around and say, you know, like, we're walking down the hemlock trail here, and the upslope is a lot of this hemlock, eastern hemlock forest. The downslope is more red maple and birch. There's one hemlock that's huge. It's got to be, you know, a DBH, a diameter breast height of, I don't know, 2 feet. That's 2.5 feet. It's a big tree, and we're going to see some more bigger ones down the trail further. So there's some really big hemlocks that have been here for, I don't know, I'd be really curious to do a tree core in them sometime. How old is a 3 foot diameter hemlock? But there's a lot of hemlocks that are quite big. And the hemlocks here, some of these big ones have come down. So it makes me think maybe they're reaching the end of their life. But when they come down, you see them where they've broken off and they're not rotten inside. So you could get a good age estimate of these things.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
So we're at a traditional owl nest?
Yep. So this owl nest, I don't know who first found it. I first observed it about 9 years ago. I believe this is the ninth year. And I saw some owls here and they love this area. I was here probably in March or April about 9 years ago, and it was dusk, and had 5 owls. Like this, okay, that's really cool. And they were, during the course of the 1 mile length of the trail, I heard 5 different owls. And then I saw one pair. It was really clearly kind of active, you know, a lot of courtship activity going on. And it was probably early March now that I think about it. But I followed them and kind of kept watching for until it was too dark to see. But at one point, one of the owls flew down the trail just a little bit, flew behind this huge dead snag here, and then it disappeared. And I was on the trail and it flew behind it. I'm like, well, that's really cool. So there must be a cavity. So I walked down the road off the trail to where we are now and looked up and down the tree. And it was really low light, so it's hard to see, but I could just make out the cavity and the owl standing in it. So that was really cool. So I came back the next day.
So there was an adult bird in there. And
yeah. Huh. So it was an adult. So I came back the next day during daylight, and there it was. And came back a few days later. I kept coming back, you know, every couple of days. And it was there until there was... I think that year there was 3 young. So I kept seeing an adult there until one day I looked and there was 3 little heads sticking their head out. So
they must have filled that opening.
They definitely filled it, yeah. The big opening up there, which looks to be what, maybe, I don't know, 18 inches, 2 feet tall by, I don't know, 8 inches wide, maybe. It's hard to tell from this distance, but that particular opening has not changed in size, I don't think. Since I first noticed, I would be interested to compare my photographs from back then to now. Huh. But it is certainly, the cavity side is rotting, so it's sinking lower and lower. And now when the female is nesting, you don't see her, where the first couple of years you can always see her nesting.
So I would, you know, if it's been occupied for the last 9 years, I would assume it's the same pair, but maybe that's a wrong assumption. Do you know anything about that?
I don't, but that's a good question. That's something I've wondered because... So, you know, certainly in their age range, they could easily live to be 20 years. So that makes sense. And I look at the lessons we've learned from the peregrine falcons on Precipice Cliff, and they know that from rappelling down and banding, when the park rangers do that, they know that there's been, over the years, there's been a number of changing of partners. And it could be just because one partner died. And so the remaining partner claims a new mate. And this has been both females and males that have done this over the last, when do they start? They started nesting there back in the late 90s, I think.
Yeah.
So it's been, you know, 30-ish years of nesting there, and they've seen, I don't know how many, but a lot. So could this be a case where there was a pair and one of them maybe died and the female or the male grabbed another partner? And so, you know, barred owls to you and me, they all look alike.
Yeah.
I'm sure the owls were looking down at us and saying, what are those things? They all look alike to us, you know, to them, you know, yes. Referring to us humans.
Yeah, well, should we wander down the trail some more and see what else we can find?
We can go this way.
was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.